Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. You're live with Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions in the Lion's Den. It's my purpose today to bring you strength. My God, Strength from the Lion Den is a compelling talk show that discusses life's difficult situations through relevant topics, important issues, and empowerment from a biblical perspective. The Lion's Den will bring you the energy of encouragement, transcendent godly wisdom, the efficacy of knowledge, education, and primarily strength to the weary in life from the sourcehood of our connection with our Savior Jesus Christ. So what I want you to do now is just roar. Come on, roar for your victory. Roar for your power. Roar for your prosperity. Roar for your deliverance. And roar for your strength. Did you get that roar? Okay, I know you got it. I got it. Listen, tonight we're talking about game changer. Are you a game changer? See, long ago, movers and shakers used to say once upon a time, they would say, don't hate the player, hate the game. See, since those dark ages, we go-getters have progressed and learned not to hate at all, but to empower the players and change the game. Hey, tonight, I'm discussing game changer with people who know that the wolf at the top of the hill is never as hungry as the wolf who's climbing the hill. They are royalty and game-changing in their DNA, risk-takers, tightrope faith walkers, and God-loving, inspirational, and motivational. When I open up the dictionary, I see the picture of these people, these game changers. My guest tonight is a man of God. He's a community leader, one of a kind when it comes to developing talent and helping people to advance themselves. He willingly gets elbow to elbow with people on their journeys to finding their path. He encourages them to find and develop a relationship with God and a pathway to bridge their goals. His tenures in Tampa Bay community includes working with Tampa General Hospital, Metropolitan Ministries, and many multi-level marketing companies. He has worked to improve the lives of others as well as his own through multiple business ventures that supports team building, professional development, and community involvement. Through these companies, he's impacted the lives of many individuals and plans to continue doing so as he's going to be launching a mentoring project this year. He also has his Reed's Moving and Hauling Company. Man, he's my big brother, Mr. CEO, Prophet Philip Reed. How you doing tonight, man?
Hey, God bless you, brother. All is well. Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, glad to see you here on the air. Listen, hey, we've been experiencing some technical difficulties. I have two other guests that are coming in. So, hey, if y'all in the area, y'all just stay right where you are. My production team is doing everything they can to bring them in. So, but in the meantime, me and my brother, we're gonna hold it down till we can get them on the air. Hey, is that all right with you, Philip?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Philip Reed, senior. Okay, Mr. CEO. as we get started, what would your definition of a game changer be, man?
One who's not scared to take the risk, one who's willing to sacrifice, one who's willing to just not do the normal. You know, let's get away from normal. We understand the definition of normal is crazy. So we want to be abnormal and doing things that's not always seems what everybody else should be doing. They're willing to take that chance to be ridiculed and judged and laughed at and poked at until they see the end results. And then it's like, wow, I should have got with them a little bit earlier.
That's it. You got to be willing to be laughed at. Some people don't want to stick their neck out there. They don't want to take that risk. They don't want to take them calculated risks to change the game or to make that move. Who would be on your Mount Rushmore of people that changed the game?
Oh, good question. Good question. That's a hard question. There's a lot of folks out there, but one, of course, you know, without being too deep, but of course, Jesus. Our Lord and Savior, you know, he definitely was a game changer by, once again, going against the norm and being ridiculed and judged. But he knew ultimately his sacrifice would help lead many into that other side. We weren't on the allow, but now through him, we are allowed to go past that veil. So, of course, Jesus is number one on there. And then, you know, I love my sports. There's a gentleman named Charles Haley. He took the linebacker position because of his height, his speed, his strength. They had to change literally the game of an offensive lineman who was usually kind of big and kind of bulky, and he would get around them with his feet. And they had to change the game of how to protect the quarterback because this man here, of his height and his build and ability to get at the quarterback. And then, of course, Dr. Martin Luther King. Can't do it without Dr. King sacrificing his life for people. That was a game changer, standing up for the rights of those who couldn't stand up for themselves. And was willing, once again, to make the sacrifice to be judged, ridiculed, and then ultimately take the ultimate sacrifice with his life. And then, with technology, we're able to do now, since this is Mark Zuckerberg, with Facebook. Once again, the gentleman had an ideal. Hey, let's just see what this thing does and where it goes. And now he's literally around the world helping people connect, family members can connect through Facebook. And it was a funny thing. I called my mother, and she called me back through Facebook Messenger video. So
wow.
I'm looking at my phone, and my mom is ringing me via video. I know she's learning her system and her phone and technology, and I was able to swipe, and me and my mother was able to see each other. She's all the way up in Pennsylvania, and I'm in Tampa, Florida, and we had a wonderful conversation through technology, and Mr. Ruckenberg being able to step out and be a definite game changer with technology and bringing people together across the world.
Man, that's powerful. That's powerful. Well, you know, we got to have those role models and people who we look to, who we identify with, and who just kind of outright make a difference in the world we live in, as well as in our own life. Hold on 1 minute. I think I got one of my guests here.
All right.
Caller, are you on air? Caller, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, woman of God. This is Latoya, Evangelist Latoya A. Wright. We had a few technical difficulties, but I'm glad you're here. The studio, they working them out. So I got Mr. Philip Reed Sr., Mr. CEO, already on the line with you tonight.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, man, you're so welcome. Glad we can bring you in. Listen, Philip has already, he talked about his Mount Rushmore of people, but before we can do that, I want to ask you, what is your definition of game changer? I got to walk you back for a minute, Phil, and get it right here.
Not a problem. Yeah, welcome.
I believe probably Philip, he probably went all in and did a fantastic job. So I just feel like a game changer to me would be to follow the best example who has ever done it, and that's Jesus. It's number one. And a game changer is someone that is, they know that their title is not laced in arrogance, because sometimes you'll definitely be ridiculed. You'll be, you know, most of the time you won't even know that you're a game changer until the very end, because you're just doing something outside of the norm. And you're headed towards your destiny. Is something that's pained you, is something that's burdened you, and you just keep going towards that cause. And, you know, like different people who are painters, or like Picasso, a lot of people, they don't really respect you until you're gone. You don't really know that you're a game changer. You just know that you have a mandate on your life to just get this thing done. So with that being said, that's a game changer to me, following that path that has not been forged yet, and getting it done to see it all the way through, not just to help yourself, but it's unselfish. but to help Ooh. Others and to pave that way.
Hey, man, that's powerful. I like how you button that down. You know, you don't really know you're a game changer until it's over. You know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, but you know, who would you label as four game changers? We put them on the Mount Rushmore of people that you know you've looked to who you see as a game changer.
Wow. Well, I have too many preachers that I love too much to name. I don't want anybody feeling a little jealous. So I won't name any of my preachers, pronunciated, none of them. I love all of them. But so I'll just stick out here in the business world. One of the guys that I absolutely love is Eric Thomas. He's a motivational speaker. He always says, "It's your boy, E.T." Absolutely love him because he went all the way to the pits. He got on drugs and was homeless, and so now he goes around, does motivational speaking, but he does an amazing job at it. That's number one. Number two would definitely be Les Brown, who has a story.
Excuse me for a minute. Ron, stop building that house in the background.
Oh, okay.
How you doing, man? I'm sorry to interrupt. Good. We got the real deal on the line in between with us.
Yes. Somebody building something.
He's building us a house. He's changing the whole game of the show right now.
The Noah Ark.
I'm that wild card.
Hey, man. All right. Go ahead, Evangelist. Let me finish up.
All right, so that is, it was Eric Thomas, and then so Les Brown. I love the fact that they label him as special needs. And then so now I bet everybody that labeled him that and put him in those type of classes, I bet that they're trying to eat their words as they speak because he's one of the highest paid speakers of all time. Richard Branson, I love him. Sir Richard Charles Nicholas Branson. I mean, he's just, oh, my God, an investor and a philanthropist. So he's a part of the Virgin Group. And, I mean, they talk about things like doing flights out of space. And my last person would definitely be, because I have to go out there and put at least one woman on my Mount Rushmore, and that would definitely All be right. Harriet Tubman.
Oh, man.
Harriet Tubman. I love her.
Hey, man, well, wonderful. Listen, I apologize to my guests. We had some technical difficulties coming in, but we got them in. And now I got Ron the Real Deal Lindsay, my other brother, on the line. Ron?
Yes, sir.
Hey, we know we're talking about the game changer. Hey, go ahead and throw in your, with all your noise, go ahead and throw in what is a game changer for you? What's the definition of a game changer?
To someone that I kind of go back to what Reed said about not it's somebody that's willing to take risks. It's someone that that does things without the surety of the outcome. They don't worry about how things are going to come or how things are going to turn out, but they're willing to do even without knowing the outcome. And then whatever the outcome is, they're willing to still continuously do what they have to do to make it happen.
Wow. That's good, man. That's good. Yeah, y'all have interjected some powerful things. Now, I gotta jump to a break, but before I do, I want to give this question. Is what would be the moment that you changed the game? You know, I want to know when did the game change for you, or rather, what happened in your life that caused you to do something different other than previous moves you were making, or a change of mind or a change of heart, something that happened that changed the trajectory of your life, all right? Y'all hold on, and when we come back, we're going to get into this topic with my panelists tonight. Be right back.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Wynn, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Wynn to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on WIN, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
All right, and we are back. Strength from the Lion's Den is powered by We Inspire Network Radio. My God, there go my roar. We was wondering what that roar was. We're glad we got it. Listen, we just thank God tonight for our game changers. Latoya A. Wright, Evangelist Latoya A. Wright, Philip, Mr. CEO Reed, and Ron the Real Deal Lindsay. Listen, before we went to break, I asked my panelists, what moment in your life changed the game for you? I'm going to start with you, Philip. Tell me what happened. What was it? How did you change the game?
Well, being a father at a young age, responsibility hit me real quick and real fast. And I just had to realize I just can't depend on a job. So thank God I was introduced into network marketing where we always talk about extra income. And it was just a way to make extra income because the job likes to control when you can stay, how long you can stay. You may be willing to stay a couple hours and the boss say, nah, go home. Or they want to call you in when you're trying to spend time with your family. So I've always been in network marketing. Those that know me basically all my adult life because just not depending and relying on a job. Because I had a family, and you just can't depend on one day you come in and you get the pink slip, and then it's what do I do? And then also when I decided to start my own moving company, finally, really going into business for myself, you know, and just it's all on me. And then the opportunities open up once you decide to make that change and make that stand for yourself. And hey, we won't know until you wake up.
That's good, man. That's good. Evangelist Wright, listen, she's a praiser, a faith walker, a motivator, mother of three beautiful children, Bryce Adonine Tiger, and a graduate of Wesleyan College studying advertising, marketing and communication, business management, accounting, and concentrates on accounting. She's done so much, and she's teamed up with some major corporations. So with all that going on, what was it that changed your life or that you changed the game, Ms. Wright?
Well, aside from all the accolades, I work the best under pressure. So I feel like when life changed for me, I went through a very, very trying time, not even a year ago. And I love the fact that whenever we go through trying times, trials and tribulations, God draws us a lot nearer because we don't have anybody else to depend on. So I honestly thought I was going to lose it. And like I said, I work better under pressure. So during that time, I started to draw closer to God. I started to read more of my word, and he started to show me myself. Aside from this person who worked with the corporations, this person who did this, that, and the third, he broke me down. And now I feel so much better about my journey because it was just like the word says, it's good that I've been afflicted. So now my journey, I've got laser focus, and so that's what helped me to just kind of change the game in my own perspective, that pain and that hurt, because when you're in tight places, just like right now when in the lion's den, you know, when we're in tight places, you're forced to make decisions regardless of, it doesn't matter about anybody's opinion, it doesn't matter about anything, you just got to make it happen. And so my biggest why was my family. I had to make it happen for my children, and my children needed me, so I couldn't lose it. And so that's how, that was my pivotal moment.
Amen.
Strong.
Ron, I'm going to go to you. Real deal? Okay. We'll get him back in a second. Amen. Listen, we're gonna continue on because we all know things happen in your life. I heard something today. It said that that one insane moment, you know, not that we're crazy, but that one insane moment, you know your life is about to change. You sense something different about to take place. And it's like, do you seize this moment? Do you let it go by? And a lot of people in their life have not seized those. They've seen those pivotal moments. Some people have got 3 and 4, and some people have only gotten one moment. I'm going to chime in on that, Phil.
Yes, sir. That's that time, you know, that's when you can either, you know, run or stand your ground. And life offers you opportunity, as you say, and sometimes you only get one chance to battle that. And I find out a lot of times that's when that courage comes up from the bottom, man. We just got to dig in and everything we learn and everything we pull off. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're here. You're still here.
Okay. And everything that we go through, that's when we just dig in and find out who we really are. You know, you can watch the game from the sideline, or you can get in the game and say, hey, today is the day I decide to make a difference in my life. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to cave in. I'm not going to run. You know, I'm kind of animated like in The Matrix. The first one, when he had that opportunity to run one more time to get to that phone, and he said no.
He said no.
You know, and they shooting at him, and he realized who he was. And then that was definitely a game changer for everybody.
Amen. I think we got real deal, Ron Lindsay, back. Dude. Ron, we got you back now. You back with us. We ain't trying to cut you out, brother.
You're all right, man.
Okay. Amen. Ron, I want to go back. Tell us what was the moment that you changed the game, or what happened in your life that caused you to do something different?
I got hungry. I got hungry physically. I'm talking about I needed to eat.
You mean you hungry now?
I was hungry. I'm hungry now, and I was hungry then. you see, when that belly started growling, and see, this ain't spiritual or deep. When that belly started growling, and you realize I got to eat, you gonna become a game changer, or the game gonna change you. And so I realized that I got hungry, and then I got tired of fighting time. Time can be your best friend and your worst enemy at the same time. And I started fighting against time, and I had to repent. I actually repented to God and said, you know what, forgive me for abusing time and not really utilizing it to what its full potential was. And after I realized that I was abusing time, I started making time my best friend. I started becoming action-oriented and not problem-laden. I started becoming more fierce in going after my dream instead of allowing my dilemma to determine my outcome. So for me, I got hungry. I got too hungry to where I got too hungry to sit still anymore.
Amen. That's good. And when you get hungry, you gonna eat or you gonna starve?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Okay, well, I'm gonna go to my next question. I'm gonna go to you, life size mummy, CEO. Listen, one of the questions that one of the production came up with, they said, as a game changer, somebody who's moving, who's doing things, is God to be in control, exerting His sovereign will in our lives, or does He allow us to decide what's best for our own lives?
I know I may have some people come against me, but that's why I'm here. You know, I'm built for that. Mm-hmm. So with that being
I like
said,
that. I'm built for that too. Go right in.
So with that being said, I do believe that our life is already written. And, you know, a lot of times we find ourselves, you know, even out there in the world, people are like, oh, my goodness, I found myself. No, sweetie, you found God's will. You may not know in the right what you're doing, but He's going to make sure that things manifest because He is God. He is sovereign. So, I mean, that translates from the body of Christ all the way out to the world. They may not know why they're doing what they're doing, but you know, even with people out in the world who are philanthropists, they don't know why they're giving back this massive amount of money. But the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So I do believe that, you know, God has His hand in every single place. Does He give us that free will? I do believe we do have a degree of what we plan on with the decisions that we're planning on making. But one pastor told me a few years ago, and I thought this was so profound. He said, God gives you the desire to desire. And I'll leave it right there.
Okay. That's good. Okay, let me let Real deal. Ron, you want to chime in on that one?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I kind of feel that one of the greatest gifts God has given us is the ability to be responsible. And that means being responsible no matter what state of mind or whatever's going on in our lives. And so I believe his sovereign will is that we be responsible with where we're at, what he's given us, and the gifts and the tools that he put inside of us. I believe that we have a free will, but I also believe that his purpose is for us to really utilize what he's put inside of us. And then it's up to us to make that decision on whether or not we're going to really pursue what's on the inside, or we're going to wait. We're just going to constantly question or wonder. Because you never know what his sovereign will is if you're not in action. If we're not moving, if we're not doing, that's the only way to find out what it is. Sometimes we have a tendency to sit back and, I want to pray about this, I'm going to wait on this. But guess what? You know what? Sometimes you will not find out his sovereign will unless you're in motion. And then through your mistakes and different things that you learn, your experiences, will you find out, okay, Lord, that's not your will for me. This is your will for me. So I believe in free will, but also believe that the sovereign will is that we will exercise and utilize the free will that he's given us. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello? We still on the air? Listen, we've experienced some technical difficulties this show, so we're going to have to come back with a part two, Strength from the Lion's Den, The Game Changer. Please, all my listeners, forgive me, and we'll be back next week to do better. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.